Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
George Ezra and Anyone For You's just completed a walk of the whole of the UK. Producer Joe, are you aware of this?
He's done the whole of the UK.
He's just walked with some friends. I thought it was.
I did hear something about this.
I thought it was a charity thing, but apparently it wasn't.
You know what? You know what he should have done, and I shouldn't say this on the radio, but I'm gonna. He should have got every like part of this song so it could never be played again, and he should have walked to the end of the earth.
You don't like that song,
and then
do you?
Just dropped it off a cliff.
You're not George Ezra's biggest fan.
No, I'm not. But like, and I'm a radio DJ, and it's on the A-lister. But it's it's awful. It's an awful.
I'm not
song.
A green grass fan, if I was honest. But Anyone For You, I quite like.
I can't differentiate between
any of them.
The dross. I can't.
I don't mind a bit.
Hey,
of George
I got
Ezra.
The facts as well. Now he walked 1,200 miles to meet musicians affected by lockdown.
Wow.
Oh no, that's right. Okay, I'll give
did
him.
Did he meet you?
Yeah, he did. Joe, I love what he's done there. He's just walked slightly longer than the Proclaimers.
Chris and Scott's top three.
Yeah, if you're going to do it properly. Top three today. This is a truly wonderful, wonderful story. So there's this man. He's legally changed his name.
Go on.
To Fire Exit. He's opened up about this. He's talking about what it's like to have his name up in lights pretty much everywhere he goes. We've got his name up in here.
Well, yeah.
And in fact, his name's up in lights even in power cuts, isn't it?
Yes.
It's always up in lights. Sometimes it's fluorescent. He said, there's nobody more famous than me. Fire Exit, previously known as Dino Wilson.
Dino!
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 Only someone called Dino changes their name to Fire Exit.
He said, it's funny thinking that my name is illuminated somewhere every day across the globe. The 41-year-old audio and visual installation engineer initially changed his name as a joke, but it's since brought him some fame, leading him to do meet and greets where people bring their own Fire Exit signs. Whenever he's out and people know, he does selfies with them underneath a Fire Exit sign. According to Fire Exit's girlfriend, she's Mrs. Exit. He's probably going to exit fairly soon for the relationship, I would have thought. She's now sick of the sight of Fire Exits and admits there are more Fire Exits in their house than plastic bags.
Oh, Joe, what? This is my favourite.
It's the best story I've ever found.
Because he's obviously such a geezer.
Yeah.
What's a geezer?
His name's Dino.
He's called Dino, and he's gone, Joe, what? I'm going to change my name. Fire Exit.
Top three story, probably my favourite one we've ever done on the top three. It's a guy, his name's originally Dino Wilson. Dino.
I mean, it's already, this is the beauty.
You already love it.
He's already got a great name. What's your name? Dino Wilson. Dino Wilson.
He's now changed his name to Fire Exit, and he's happy that his name is up in lights, declaring there's nobody more famous than him, because everywhere he goes, there's signs for him.
In lights?
Yes, by the exit.
Can you just imagine, you know when you go into Starbucks and they write your name on the side of the cup and they call it out? Can you imagine he's waiting for his coffee and they go, Fire Exit!
And then everyone runs.
it's genius.
Originally known as Dino Wilson, he said, it's funny thinking about my name being illuminated everywhere across the globe. Because like I said, his name's up in lights, even in power cuts.
Yeah.
Because they've got special lights that light up. So, I mean, it's such a special name. He's 41. His wife's, you know, his girlfriend's like a bit sick of it. Because like he collects Fire Exit signs now, obviously.
Of course he does.
Because I would collect Chris Brooks signs if they were around everywhere. I'd be collecting them. I'd be like, I have one of them. He's got loads of Fire Exit signs.
I don't think
Which would be confusing if there was a fire in his house, because you'd literally be running around in circles.
I mean, you would. I mean, I don't think it can be bettered, though. Like, I was just trying to think then when he was talking, could I better it? Like, I call myself Traffic Cone, but it's not as good.
Because Fire Exit is a sign that I can see. I mean, Fire Exit, I don't think there's a better sign. And even when you go in America, they've still got them.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's really good. I don't think you can be beaten.
Top three was the story today about a man who legally changed his name to Fire Exit after, just because, really. His name was Dino Wilson.
Dino!
And he said, I've changed it to Fire Exit now, because why not? And, we got loads of song suggestions, including Sheryl Crow and Sign Your Name. We've had Prince, Sign of the Times. Kanye West, All of the Lights, Billy Joel, We Didn't Start the Fire.
I did like the Prodigy one.
Firestarter came through quite a lot.
It didn't quite work, but I thought we could have changed it to I'm a fire exit, a twisted fire exit.
Number three, we've gone for this.
Fire exit.
My name is Fire Exit.
Brilliant.
At number two. They call me Fire Exit. Ting Tings, That's Not My Name. We've decided, though, not to go with name or fire, but with this gem. Ace of Base and The Sign.
Oh, I saw The Sign.
That must be his nickname.
Yeah.
Who's coming tonight? Well, Dave, Ian, Lisa, and The Sign's turning up. Ace of Base, The Sign. Thank you very much if you suggested this. There's quite a few of you that said it, but I know, Dean, you were in there with this as well, so thank you very much. Also, Angie suggesting this song for this afternoon as well. It is The Sign, Ace of Base, number one on Thursday's Top 3. Enjoy. Come
home with me. Right about now. The Big Drive Home. Woo! Let's get into it. With Chris and Scott. Let's go. Come home with me. This is Radio Essex.
Bad. 10 past 3 on the Big Drive Home for your Wednesday. No Chris here today. That much was evident then, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, I think he would have come in just a tiny bit earlier than that, but it's all good.
Teething problems.
It's all good. I mean, this is more embarrassing for me, Joe, if I'm honest, right? Because I wouldn't have solved that little button problem. Because when you actually think about this, I'm a 42-year-old man that's sitting here just with a microphone and a chair, with no shoes on, to be fair. And Joe is doing all of the buttons, and he's literally 12 years old. So I think he's 18. I think you're going to be absolutely fine,
Joe.
We have
to say that for insurance purposes, of course, that I am actually over.
Yeah, yeah, he's legal to press the buttons.
Yes.
Chris is not very well.
No, he had to go home. So that's, we wish him better. I'm sure he's listening at the moment, though.
He will be.
He'll want to know how it's all going on.
He'd have laughed at that first bit, I think.
He'd have been sat there going, oh, this was a mistake. I shouldn't have allowed this.
What I liked is the bit that where he pressed the wrong button. He was, oh, no, this is not good. This is not good. That's behind the curtain that you're not meant to hear.
Yeah.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Scott, I don't think I've actually asked you, how did your weekend go, actually?
Wet.
Wet?
Yes.
I really want to know more about this now, but we've only got literally 8 seconds before Ed Sheeran.
I'll tell you after.
You need to tell me after, because you can't just leave it on that.
Well, I mean,
it's
I
not,
could.
It's not at all what's in everyone's head, is it? I don't know.
No
it could
comment.
Be, actually. It could be. I might have to ask this before. Literally cannot wait any longer. The anticipation to know what your weekend. You wouldn't tell me anything off the mic, which
no.
worries me a little bit more than anything. Well,
you should see Tom's face. He's gone white.
He's like, yeah. Should
he's
we do
like,
this?
No. He said, no. Just tell me what the story is. And I was like, no.
I'm going to just keep my eyes on Tom. If he starts doing the push the button symbol, yeah. We'll very quickly move on. So your weekend was wet. Why was it wet?
Right. It's get your minds out the gutter. It was because I went paddleboarding on Sunday. So I was busy on Saturday. I had a gig in Leeds, done that. And then on Sunday, got up in the morning, we went football. My son played football. They won. It was a friendly. They won. It was really good. He scored a penalty. It was great. And then afterwards, we went and had a picnic over in a place called Dedham, which is where you can go and do paddleboarding. It was amazing. Right. And so I've got my own paddleboard that I got a couple of years ago for Father's Day.
Oh, so you're an expert at that?
No, I'm certainly not now. So I know that Sue from Martin and Sue, I know that
she does it.
She does
she?
It like, and I think she does it pretty like
really well. Yeah,
really, really well. She's done it all the time. So I was like, do you know what? I think it's the second time I've been on it, right? So you can see what's coming now, can't you? So I've got my kids come with me. Kerry come. So I've got twin girls of 8 and the boys and Kerry. So we've got 2 pedalboards and we're having a time of our lives. I'm taking the twins out. At this point, I'm on my knees or I'm sitting down and I'm paddling. And I then got a little bit, I don't know, like I thought I was a bit
confident,
brave. Yeah,
a bit
overconfident. So I stood up. I was on my own at this point. I stood up on the paddleboard and I took sort of one swipe at the thing and I fell straight in. And I do mean fully clothed because I was that confident that I wasn't going to fall off. no phone, so that was fine. But I was like in shorts, t-shirt, hat and sunglasses.
Oh no.
And I fell in. My wife Kerry was absolutely devastated that she missed it. And
you can have like a freeze frame of your face as you was falling.
Well, literally, I didn't know what to try and say first. The paddle, my sunglasses, I was like, what's going on? I clambered back onto the board, but the problem was that a bit later, I'm like sort of looking, I'm still dripping wet. My 8-year-old daughter is standing up going, look at me, Daddy. I'm like, having a laugh? Cavan's having a go. No one else fell in.
Everyone doing it but you.
Yeah. But me, it was, it was a little
bit embarrassing. So Sue would be laughing on, would she, if she was watching it?
Yeah, she'd be going,
you should start
whatever
like
that
a,
laugh is in the mornings.
You should start like a Scots paddleboarding TikTok account.
Yeah, I won't be doing that until I learn a little bit of how to do it better.
Learning to paddleboard with Scott, love it. I'm glad I found you,
you're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. There's no place I'd rather be. On Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home for Wednesday. Scott's still, I think he's on a train now, but I think it's probably time to say to Scott, you don't need to come in.
Yeah.
We've only got an hour and 45 minutes left and we're done. I reckon he'd turn up for about 5:30, win the title fight and then just go home again.
Would he win?
Well,
I don't know.
It might be you picking today.
Yeah,
it might be you picking for him. We'll find out.
Scott loves.
He loves your choices.
Shine.
He loves your choices.
I know that.
If you know anyone on the train coming out of London, heading into Southend, boy band.
Yeah,
boy band spotting opportunity.
Yeah.
If you can get a selfie with Scott on the train, send it through. You might win a cup.
Yeah, you might win a mug.
We can organise that for you. This is an interesting thing that happens. Where was I? I was about 2.5 weeks ago. I was at a friend's barbecue and I was chatting with somebody and they were asking what I did for a living.
Yeah.
And normally, if I'm in an environment where I'm going to be there for a long time, for like 5 or 6 hours,
yeah,
I'm a plumber. Because it's just easier. Because it's just too many questions.
Yeah.
Just how I work in, I just do radio and that. Radio, what would you do? Like sales? You're sort of talking and that. You're on the radio. Sort of, yeah. No, I am on the radio. And then you enter and then you get asked the same thing over and over again. What's your favourite song?
Yeah.
Obviously Ed Sheeran.
obviously, and George Ezra.
You've heard the show. I love Ed Sheeran and George Ezra more than life itself. And Mimi Webb. And but you always get asked, can you do your radio voice? It's like, this is my radio. This is my voice. I don't know what they expect me to suddenly go, okay, let's get some more chicken on the barbecue. I don't know what people think my radio voice is going to be. It's literally my voice.
Yeah.
But I suppose you do get, I hear DJs on other stations where they do kind of DJ up a bit. They have the kind of, that Australian twang that suddenly
they
turns
DJ
up.
It up.
Exactly
and
that.
Do
that's
things
it.
Like
yeah.
Radio Essex,
exactly
the hit
that.
Music station.
And you almost, yeah, it sounds a bit more like kind of, I'm number 20 this week.
The Hit Parade.
Hey, pop pickers. And I think that's where people get confused with, like, you know, this type, what we do on the radio, which is basically two best mates and Tom, isn't
yeah.
it? Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
Who's become part of their, you know, brotherhood.
Yeah.
I think you're pretty much in that brotherhood now as well.
Yeah, pretty much. And
obviously, as are you, listening every day, you're here every day. What it got me thinking was, what is it? What I can't do it with this music. So what it got me thinking, right, was what do people say about your job and what do they get you to do when they find out what you do for a living? Come on, get on the phone. I just wondered if you, like, maybe you're a policeman or policewoman. You're in there and the people go, oh, and they'll say things like, because that'd be cool, they'll be like, oh, you're in the feds.
Yeah.
And then you'll go, oh, yeah, sort of. How many people have you arrested today? Have you ever caught a murderer? And you must get the same questions over and over and over again.
One of my mates has that because she's a police officer and I always put sergeant in front of her name, but like, whenever I speak to her.
Obviously she's going to get questions.
Yeah. So I'm just like, sergeant. And then she's just like, oh.
So she's
that.
A police officer. So have you been out where people go, oh my God, have you caught a murderer or have you seen a dead body or whatever? People must ask the same questions over and over again.
Yeah, I think she gets sick of it.
What other jobs? Like, I suppose, firemen, ambulance people. I don't know. If you're actually, my friend, she's a fire officer, and she's asked the same questions over and over again. Like, do you sleep in the building overnight? Because they go to do the night shift, and if nothing happens, they just go to sleep. They've got little bedrooms.
I mean, fair enough.
Which is pretty cool. We should have them here. Let the beat
drop. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Hello to Nick Archer. Can you please say hello to the Archers? We are listening via the app whilst we're on holiday in Holland. Great tunes as always. You're in Holland listening? Wow. I don't think we've done international love to Holland yet, have we?
No, we haven't.
He's not a local, though. He lives around here, so it's... Oh. Does it still count?
Yeah, yeah,
you
why
can
not?
Have some international love. Yeah, help yourself. 5:10 in the news today is an inventor looking for 25 volunteers. And I like helping people out, new business ideas, and I'm like, if I can help, if I can give you any advice, or if I can maybe test your product up for you, I'm quite happy to do that. He wants people to take a spin in his new flying car. Drop me out. I'm not interested in helping anymore.
I'm intrigued.
He's crossed a channel on a self-built hoverboard, wants people to test out his new vehicle. The Jet Racer is powered by 10 mini turbo engines and can fly up to 3,000 metres up in the sky. His name is Frankie Zapata.
That's cool.
The car should be called a Zapata.
Yeah. do you want to hop in the Zapata?
Take the Zapata.
Yeah.
It's just as people imagine, you sit in it and you fly. Wow.
So, is it basically like a mini aeroplane?
He said it's basically like Aladdin's magic carpet, but I wouldn't go with that on the on the advertising, because I that doesn't interest me, flying on a carpet.
No.
He's clocked up 80 miles an hour, but it is a bit afraid to go faster.
It's a bit afraid.
It does got 10 mini turbo engines in it. It must go faster than 80 miles an hour.
But how's it afraid?
No, he's afraid.
Oh, okay.
And he built it. And if he's not going over 80 miles an hour, I'm not even testing it.
But, I mean, you can volunteer to do it.
He's looking for 25 different volunteers to take a spin. Maybe because he knows it'll get through them all.
Yeah, yeah.
To have 25 on standby. So when one drops off, they go next.
Do you reckon he might need a couple more?
Zapata. I'm going to get the Zapata. I've been in a plane before with Martin Day, right?
Wow.
Yeah. I'm not so bad now. I used to be a really nervous flyer. This was back in the Essex FM days. And he went, are you scared of flying? I went, yeah. He went, come up on a plane with me. For some stupid reason, I thought, yeah, why not? Why wouldn't I go on a plane with Martin Day? So he went into this plane, which was like a Cessna.
Yeah.
I can only describe this. This got me thinking of it, because it's like a flying car. You're literally sat in in the driver's seat of a car, because the pilot's on the left. And you're sat there. And there's windows everywhere and like a door with a little pulley thing. If you pull it, the door will open.
What?
Yeah, there's no air hostesses locking that door down.
There's no lock.
No, there's no cabin crew locking and bolting. It's just a door.
That's
with a window, with a windy.
Windy thing on the
window.
It
was like an old-fashioned car, like an old Cortina, basically, with wings. That's what it felt like.
Oh, no.
And this is Southend Airport, going along the runway. And I'm starting to realise this is already a bad idea before we've even got up in the air.
Definitely.
So we're going down and then we take off. And I'm thinking, oh, it'll be all right. It's a plane. It's a plane. I understand the mechanics of the plane. But then every time I look around, it's Martin Day driving it. And I'm like, oh, my God, why am I here? Why am I up here? But actually, it was really good. He obviously is a professional pilot. And he says all the right jargon on the radio and talking to air traffic control. I mean, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's a proper pilot. But for some reason, just sitting there and thinking, it's Martin Day, though.
Yeah.
And he had it was like 20 years ago, Martin Day.
Does he put on a different voice when he does the fight?
It was brilliant. I mean, it was perfect. It was really smooth. I just kept thinking, I'm in a car in the air and I don't like it.
Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
And I can put you in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. What?
Yep.
Yes.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Jack Harlow. And First Class, Big Drive Home, 4:35. It's Thursday. How are you? Hope you're doing okay. Thank you for having us on. It's Chris and Scott, producer, well, not producer, just, it's just Joe.
Just Joe.
Yeah, it's just Joe. Just Joe. JJ. JJ.
JJ. JJ in the building.
JJ on the radio. That's your new name on the radio. JJ on the radio.
Okay. JJ on the radio.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. I like
radio
that.
Essex.
Just JJ.
Just JJ on the radio.
Then it'd be just JJ, just. Wouldn't it?
So when you're on the radio, you can go, hey, what's up? However you talk. It's JJ on the radio. And all that. I think that'll work really well for you.
Yeah, do that.
It'd be good on the weekend. JJ, JJ and L on
breakfast. Lauren, yeah. JJ and Lauren. JJ. She doesn't need to change her name. JJ and Lauren.
JJ and Lauren on.
I mean, that sounds like capital.
Does sound good. Honestly, think about it.
JJ and Lauren, you'd be on Radio 1. Is that still a thing?
Radio 1 still.
You'll be on that.
Mm. But we need him. We need him for cover.
Oh, yeah. Stay here. Just call yourself Joe. it's Radio Essex. We've established that. It's Thursday. It's Christopher, Scott and JJ.
On the radio.
Do you know what I'm doing this week? I tell you, there's no one in my house this week. They've all gone to France. So I'm charging all of my devices while I have the chargers available to me. Chris. You won't know how it feels to go home and go, where's the charger? Oh, I know. It's where I left it this morning.
Honestly,
I'm living the dream.
What you've done here is you've just woken up a beast.
It's incredible.
Because I don't think, and I know there's people listening now that share my pain. Right? Mm. Oh, right, here we go. So I literally changed over from Apple to Android. And one of the main sole reasons I done this was because I was so sick and tired of my children taking my charger and like breaking it, losing it, doing swinging it round their head, doing whatever they wanted to do, anything with it, right? But put it back or ask or anything, any of the above, right? So I had like a couple of months of absolute happiness. Like I don't think I'd ever been happier in all of my life.
Your charger was just there all the time.
There was my charger by my bed where I left it because it didn't fit their phone.
Yeah, so it was useless to them.
Useless. It was dormant. It didn't matter to them. It was irrelevant. They didn't want it. They didn't need it. They didn't have to steal it, right?
Happy days.
Yeah, no, it was good for a while.
Good times.
And then what happened recently, I don't know how, it was quite a while ago, Apple decided that, like, their iMacs and stuff, they use a
USB-C.
Oh, the USB-C, yeah.
They use a USB-C.
Yeah, yeah.
What does my phone use?
USB-C.
Oh, USB-C.
USB-C. So now, so Brennan, my eldest, 21. Oh, I love that kid. He's got a laptop, use a USB-C. He breaks every charger about every hour. And he uses mine. I don't know if you can tell, but it annoys me a little bit.
I'll give you some more bad news as well.
Go on.
It's looking very likely iPhones will soon use USB-C as well. So
then I'm going to go back to a Nokia 3210.
Yeah, go back to a brick.
Because honestly, I can't. It's not even that they don't ask, they take, and then you can never find it again.
I've noticed this week more so because the kids aren't there. Karen's not there. They're away with her family. So I couldn't get time off, by the way, in case it sounds a bit weird.
Yeah.
Because we're off at another time later on. So I couldn't do that. So they're away. So I've got the house to myself. It's amazing. But I realised the best thing is not having the telly to yourself. It's not being able to cook and eat dinner when you like.
You've got
other
tellies that don't move because they don't move.
Yeah, but it's not. And they're not the benefits of having a house to yourself. It's not even the PlayStation time I'm getting this week. It's the fact that I've got access to all of the chargers. That's the bit that's made me the happiest. They're just there. And I had to collect them all at the beginning of the...
Yeah, of course.
I had to go and find them all from various bedrooms and under beds and stuff like that. And I've collected them and I've put them all in the kitchen. And we've got the USB sockets in the kitchen. So I've plugged a couple in there. And I've literally got one. I'm thinking of gluing them into the wall.
I sound like a madman in my house because the charger thing is the biggest argument. And it's just me, Red Mr. Sends, where's my charger? It does my nut in. I've worked out that I don't want to glue them because they might break.
Well, the day you glue them in would be the day that iPhone has said would change the chargers.
But then, because it comes out, doesn't it? So I want to, you'd have to glue the plug into the plug and then you'd have to glue the lead into the plug.
Yeah.
And it's not going to work.
There must be more sensible suggestions. If you've got any, let us know. Thank you for all your messages about the fact. It's nice to know we're not the only ones that have houses that are dominated by arguments revolving phone chargers, PlayStation controller charges, iPhone, Apple Mac charges, all of the chargers, which now are all becoming the same charger. Ring doorbell.
Yeah.
They're all, I mean, it's literally, it started because I've got the house to myself this week and I've now got all the, I've got custody of all the chargers. It's amazing. So it's quite an empowering feeling.
I just think, just keep your own stuff.
Yeah.
It's yours.
When you buy a phone, you get a charger with it.
Yeah, just keep it.
That's done. Phil says, hi, Chris and Scott. Problem solved. Have a look on eBay for a magnetic charger. It comes with all different attachments for all phones. Yeah, I've bought a couple of those.
But they'll steal that as well.
And they've gone. Yeah, mine. I bought two of them and they've gone. I bought two of them. So we had like six different leads coming out of the USB plugs. But they just go. They just disappear into rooms. Matt says, everybody wonders why in the house I'm the only one with a Samsung. But that's what Scott was saying.
Yeah, it's not going to solve.
That would have worked for about 6 months, but now it's not. They're all the same.
They're all
charges.
Changing. They're
you're
all changing.
You're going to have pain. You're going to have pain, Matt.
Zoe, what you got for us, Zoe?
Hi, guys. Very similar conversations, /arguments happen in my house with the teenage boys and the chargers. I thought I'd found an ingenious idea when I got a charging platform. Same sort of size as a brick, but a little bit flatter. Sits by the bed, charges beautifully. Only one day I came home to find it not there, and apparently it fits just as nicely on the dashboard of the 17-year-old's car. So still no solutions this end. Hope you find one.
Thanks, Zoe. We'll keep looking. We're talking about the big, I mean, it's the big dilemma. I mean, people are talking about rising energy costs, and obviously there's a new Prime Minister coming very soon. There's a lot
McDonald's
of talk about
cheeseburgers
McDonald's
going up.
Cheeseburgers gone up, and that's a big problem. But the problem everyone's, you know, ignoring and not talking about is the charger issue in the house. Where are the chargers gone? Why aren't they where I left them? Where's my charger for my phone?
The thing is, I can actually genuinely, not even just saying it for radio purposes, I can feel myself getting angry.
Yeah, I get angry.
Yeah.
Sean says, problem solved, just glue them down, can't be taken.
Yeah, but this is the thing, I don't want to. So you glue it into the socket, and then the socket breaks, and then you've got to phone an electrician who goes, what seems to be the problem, Governor? And you say, I've super glued it, and then you look mental.
Yeah, and then he's going, oh, that might be why it's broken. You've got glue in it. And you go, all right, okay. We're talking about chargers in the house and how they always disappear and how annoying that is. Phil just said, lads. He said it like that as well. Lads. Go back to phone chargers. There's actually a self-charging phone. Take a look on Google. It's American. It's around 1,200 quid. A lot of money, but will solve your problems.
Worth every penny.
A self-charging, how does that work?
I've just got a picture of, like, do you remember them calculators with the little solar panel at the top?
Yeah, it could be like that.
It just charges up while you're not using it.
Why haven't they got solar panel phones? That's genius.
They must have. That's what that is. Honestly, I'm not buying
it. It'd be a loop, though, wouldn't it? It'd be like a vicious circle, because you'll leave it in the sun to charge, and then it'll go, charged, can't use your phone, it's too hot.
Too hot, yeah.
So that wouldn't work.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex. Chris and Scott's One to Watch.
Ah, yeah. BTS, Betty Blanco, Snoop Dogg.
Oh, wow.
This is the one to watch. This is the tune we think is going to be huge. Not so much the Snoop Dogg. We reckon there might be an edit at some point with that Snoop bit not in it.
I was gutted yesterday because I actually missed the one to watch, and I wanted to hear the Snoop Dogg.
Do your robot dance, you know.
We actually played that over the song yesterday and it sounded exactly the same.
It will do, because
it was very similar.
There's no thought gone into it.
One track this week comes from the multi-platinum award-winning artist, which is Benny Blanco, recording with Korean boy band BTS and the rap legend Snoop Doggy Dogg, the Dogfather, the star of yesterday's top three, in fact. With his new wine that he's releasing into the UK. The track comes ahead of Benny Blanco's third album, which is set for release later this year. The song is amazing. We don't think it sounds anything like Maroon 5 and Sugar.
No, because we wouldn't want to sort of say that, but just...
We wouldn't make an edit of the song and mixed in Maroon 5 and Sugar over the top of it just to see how much it didn't sound like it would be.
Why would we do that?
One to watch. Don't make me wait. Sugar,
Wow.
Yeah, as we said, it doesn't sound anything like sugar. It doesn't sound anything like Maroon 5 right. Sugar. What? And that little mashup proves that.
Joe, you know what, right? Joe's made that.
You've made that, Joe.
Yep.
You are. Joe what, Joe? You're a little genius. That.
If anyone's confused, can we just explain? Yeah. That was BTS, Benny Blanco, Snoop Dogg's new tune. And then you've just put in a bit of sugar. You sprinkled a bit of sugar over it.
Sprinkled a bit of sugar, yeah.
But just to elaborate more, that is completely the backing. From what I understand, that's the backing track completely of the Benny Blanco
song. Yeah, that's the new song completely. And then there's just elements of Maroon 5.
So it's only the lyrics of Maroon 5. So only the singing, the a cappella.
Yeah.
I mean, the bit where Snoop Dogg does his rap, but then in the middle of the rap, you had
Adam Levine.
Yeah, and it's just, it's blown my mind.
I just think I kind of feel like you've just made a hit record. It just sounds like if Calvin Harris popped in, right, and said, yeah, no, what I've been working on at the moment is a remix with BTS, Benny Blanco, Snoop Dogg and Maroon 5 and played me that, I'd go, mate, this is amazing.
As in,
should be dropping this tomorrow.
Yeah, as in, that should be our one to watch. The other one to watch with the middle, that thing. That needs to go away.
Drop us out.
Yeah, honestly,
that was really good, man.
We should
be playing that.
It's amazing.
I'm going to keep it on my little box of tricks so that we can play it every night again because I really enjoyed it. Essex, tell us what you thought of that because unless it's just my ears,
no,
it sounded like a hit song to me.
No, right, listen,
I
kind of know. You know about this stuff. Music. That.
I worked at Capital. I'm all about the hits.
Yeah, that's a hit. Not the original one.
Even that's good.
Yes, it's good. It's good.
It's good.
Not as good as Joe's.
It does add a whole new level to it, though, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it is good. I was quite proud. I think it's one of my proudest things
I've
done.
Bad decisions and sugar.
No, it should just be called Bad Sugar.
Bad Sugar is brilliant. I mean, that is brilliant. That's what we're going to call it.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.